This show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else.
Hello. Welcome to Deliberate Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Deliberate Noise can be found at deliberatenoise.com. Oh, this is Delivering Noise. Oh my God, I haven't done this in a long time. Delivering Noise. You can be found at deliveringnoise.com. And you can, you know what? Never mind. This is going to be a... Nah. All right. Welcome to Noise Box. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Noise Box can be found at noisebox.com. Box spelled with two X's. Noise Box is part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, you can go to deliberatenoise.com. I haven't done this in a while. Not I haven't recorded an episode. I am on my way to a Detroit podcasters meetup. And I think this is more of a get-together because, you know, a meetup sort of has connotations that this is going to be like a regular event. And this is more along the lines of us not having a regularly scheduled meetup in years. Some of the people I'm still in contact with on Facebook, but I haven't seen them in years, you know. And it's really funny. but there's one guy who was part of, like, our regular meetups who I work with now. And it's really weird because the first day that I was there, I was walking by. They were showing me my new desk. And I saw him. I was like, hey, how you doing? You know, I said, I haven't seen you in a long time. I said, oh, you work here now? I said, yeah, we'll catch up, right? And... Now that I have my regular seat, because I was walking through, I was meeting my manager, and they put me in a temporary seat, and he saw where my temporary seat was, and then noticed he wasn't, you know, going by there. So once I got to my new seat, my permanent one, I saw him the first two days I was there, and then after that it's like he found a different way to get to the cafeteria instead of passing by my desk where the possibility may be where we would say hello to one another. He just goes like the long way around, which is like, well, alrighty then. I guess somebody doesn't want to talk about their podcast that they haven't done in a long time. That's all right. That's cool. You know, there's some people who have stopped doing their podcast who I know are going to be there. And there are people who do a podcast who are not going to be there. You know, I mean, that's just how it is. But a long time ago, I would record using my Zoom H2, which I'm recording this on my phone, on the way to there and on the way back. So probably what I'm going to do is usually I will record this and upload to using Auphonic, and that would be the episode. But I think I'm actually going to go really old school and have music in between this and the next, and probably a third break. You know, one, I'm talking about how excited I am to go. Then I'll play some music. Then I'll talk about how good it felt to see my friends again. And then I'll come back and probably play, you know, I'll play some more music after that, and then talk about talk about what music I played. But anyway, this is we're going back to Bailey's in Dearborn. Bailey's off of Michigan, where we had most of our meetups. There were a couple of others in different spots. I think the last couple of ones, they were out in like the northern suburbs of Detroit, and I didn't go to any of those because it was way too far, and it was just, it just wouldn't work with the place I was working at. That's also when I was working afternoons, the job that, only job I've ever been fired from. But that's all right, because it's a shitty job for a shitty group of people. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but until they can prove to me that they do not take shits, I'm going to refer to them as shitty people. Anyway, I forgot what I would be missing. There was something that I watched on television that came on Tuesday nights that I would miss every time there was a podcast or meetup, and I'd end up recording it or downloading it the next day. And I cannot remember what it was now. However, now I know exactly what I'm missing. I will be missing The Flash and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is not a big deal because they're both on Hulu and I can watch them tomorrow. I'll just have to avoid Facebook until tomorrow. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know why this episode is so different. It's because I'm on my way to see my friend. I should listen back to that old episode before I left. You know, when I went there for the first time and I was going to meet people. Yeah, a long time ago. Wow. Yeah, anyway, I'll be back.
Change all the flow, the one. Thank you.
Okay. I am leaving the podcaster meetup, and we had a good time. Les from Zaldor's World. Mike from Most People Are DJs. Chris from the Collector Comics Library. Myself. James and Trevor from Minutes After Midnight, as well as the James' two daughters, Gina and Delia. And it was fun. We sat around, we had a good time. There was some podcasting talk. Like, we were talking, I think, a little bit about the importance of numbers, especially when you're not trying to monetize your podcast. We talked a little bit about that. We also talked about the podcast's startup and Serial, which, by the way, Startup, the guy behind Startup, excuse me, I'm burping up the chicken, the beer battered chicken tenders and two lemonades. But anyway, the guy from Startup just really rubs me the wrong way. So, you know, I'm listening to his podcast, but part of me is really hoping he fails, because I just don't like him. All right. I don't think that there's a lot of viability in his idea, but I just don't like him and a lot of the people that he's interacting with. So that said, podcasting is for some interesting listening. However, the show Serial, that is a very good show. Really good. I highly recommend it. Yeah. Anyway, so we talked. We even talked a little politics, which is funny because most of the people at the table were moderate to liberal. Except for Chris. Chris is staunch conservative. He votes very conservatively. And nobody got really mad because, you know, this is election day. And like I said, just straight up, the fact that people are voting, doesn't matter who you're voting for, that to me is a good thing. That's a good sign. Just vote. You know, there are some people who say if you don't vote, then you can't complain. That's not necessarily true, because I know a lot of people who can't vote because of criminal records. They can't vote, or quite frankly, they're too young to vote. You know, there are people who move from point A to point B. They don't have updated ID. Boom, can't vote. I just I'm a big believer in voting. Just me. Just a lot of people spilled a lot of blood in order to get people the right to vote. And a lot of people think it's just like just black people. You know, that civil rights was just about getting black people to vote. Also have to remember that not only black people, but women weren't allowed to vote. And what a lot of most people forget is that poor people were not allowed to vote for the longest time. And now, with the exception of ex-cons and people who are too young or people with no ID, anybody can vote. You know, with the exception of the ex-cons part, the rest of that can be fixed, either with age or with going to the DMV. You know, I mean, it's just, it's possible. But yeah, we talked about stuff. You know, it was fun. It was relaxed. These are the type of people that if I had my own house instead of, you know, renting the house, like if I ever came into a bunch of money and bought a house and had a big old barbecue, these are definitely people I would invite. You know, it was fun. The girls are both young, although I think they're both out of high school now. But when they first started coming to the podcaster meetings, what, 7 or 8 years ago, they were both, you know, little kids, and now they're women. They're grown women now. Trevor was a kid, you know. Now he's got a beard that is he's got more hair on his chin than I have on my entire body, to tell you the truth. I'm not really a hairy dude, you know. I don't really have a whole lot of hair. It's really weird. My legs are, I don't shave my legs or anything like that, but they're surprisingly hairless for what you might expect. I don't know what you expect. Don't sit around thinking about my legs. What's wrong with you? Anyway, so we had a good time, and I'm driving home right now because, as usual, I think I did this like the first 2 or 3 times I went to a podcaster meetup. I had stuff to drink, but since I'm not a big fan of using public latrine type facilities, I really have a full bladder right now. And I'll bet any amount of money, as soon as I get home, walk through the door, somebody's going to be in the bathroom. I just know it. Anyway, I still got to get home and go to bed. It's getting close to my bedtime. It's not quite there yet, but it is getting close. Anyway, I'm going to play some more music and then come back and tell you what I play. All right, this show, the first song I played was by Azar Swan, and it's called Lovely Day. There was Haru Percussion Group with Welcome to the Party. Then I came and talked for a little while. And the last three songs were Damscray by Dancing Tiger. Littlefoot brought us a sad love song from someone else. And this last song was by the band New Air, and it's called Emotions. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back soon with another episode.
I'm going to